Well, firstly, Liam impressed when he was captaining Crofty's absence last season. Tactically, he was smart. His game, his personal game, stood up to the pressure. He's the kind of character who responds to a challenge, and he's equipped to do the job. In terms of Stephen as captain of the side, fantastically well for best part of three seasons. We're a developing team, getting stronger all the time, and Stephen, whilst had a competitive season, he'd want to do a little bit better personally. And I think this frees him up to concentrate on his own game, and at the same time we'll offer fantastic support and experience to Liam moving on.
Yeah, I think perhaps when you have a new captain appointed, sometimes it's quick to overlook the predecessor, but just on Stephen, the way he picked it up from a tough situation with Tom Smith and then the 2016 season when he kept wicket as well, he did a fantastic job for you, didn't he?
He'll do anything that he's asked of him, Crofty, and the way he's responded to not being given the captaincy again has been fantastic. He's fully committed to the team and to the new captain and everything we're trying to achieve. So, you know, really respect him for how he go about his business.
In terms of conversations, Glenn, how tough was it to sit down with Stephen and to have that?
Yeah, it's tough because he didn't really want to give it up in terms of he enjoyed the responsibility and he enjoyed leading the team. But he can still do that from the position of a senior player. But it's always a difficult conversation, anything like that, because, you know, it's their careers and it's everything they've built up for over the years. But as I say, the way he responded was really impressive.
And you touched on it with Liam. He had that captaincy role at Surrey, didn't he, last season? Just in terms of what he can bring to the role, what you see him, how this hopefully benefiting him as a batsman too. How do you think that will work?
Well, I think the captaincy with anybody will help them focus on the team's needs. As the big priority. Liam's such a talented player. Sometimes as a really talented player, you sometimes need to rein yourself in, if anything. And that's not Liam, that's players in general. But it will focus his mind on what the team need to achieve. And as I say, he did it really well the last time he was given the opportunity. And I think sometimes, for some people, it can take the pressure off because you've got another focus. But as I say, you know, fundamentally, he's got the qualities there and he's really looking forward to the challenge.
In terms of the new contract as well, I mean, this is exciting, isn't it, for Lancashire, that he's kind of committing himself to the future?
He's very loyal to Lancashire and he's really keen to play for the club over and above anybody else. Obviously, he wants to play for England. Mm. That's key to him, but, you know, everybody's always aware that, you know, your county performances will see to that in the end. But absolutely, we've got some really exciting young players and it's important that they're all happy and they're all committed and working hard together.